4. Love and unconditional authority. 1 Corinthians 15:53-55 says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Immortality is a physical phenomena. Immortality is unconditional. Thus, just like love is eternal, immortality is eternal. Now, what I am about to say is what I believe. You may not agree with me. Nevertheless, I am not going to agree with you, because then we would both just be wrong. I believe that the way that we get from mortal to immortality, or from a spiritual being to an immortal being, or get to unconditional authority as a human being, or get to permanent, agape love, which is eternal, is that we would have to volunteer to surrender our free will. How many of us know that angels like men have free will? Nevertheless, the angels that left their first domain, sinned. Yet, angels are spirits and cannot die. Can you imagine what the universe would be like if immortal men could not die? The very reason why death was introduced is so that man could not live forever in sin. Thus it would stand to reason that a condition for obtaining immortality would be to voluntarily surrender your free will. Now, God is not going to take your free will from you by force and make you a puppet. Nevertheless, He might require that you voluntarily surrender it in order to acquire immortality. That is to prevent you from changing your mind after 10,000 years. I would gladly make Jesus my Lord and not be able to go back. After all, Lot's wife turned to salt because she looked back with yearning. Now, you may not have to surrender your free will in order to dwell with God, yet you may have to surrender it in order to obtain immortality. You may be able to retain eternal life and retain your free will without immortality. Yet, why would you want to hold on to free will after experiencing the consequences of free will? Men were created to dwell on earth as physical beings, not in heaven or hell as spiritual beings. God promised the Jews the land that they were standing on forever. To promise a spiritual being land would be more like a joke than a promise. Therefore, heaven functions more like a holding place rather than a final destination. After all, when Jesus returns, we will rule with Him as priests and kings over natural men for 1,000 years. Why would we be immortal physical beings for 1,000 years and then change into spiritual beings? Furthermore, Jesus sits in heaven right now as a physical being. We know this because John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Then in Revelation 19:13, John saw Jesus in heaven. John recognized Him, and John said that His name was the Word of God. Furthermore, 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Revelation 1:7 says, "Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him." Even so. Amen. In short, Jesus is now a physical and immortal entity. We shall be like Him dwelling on this physical earth.